Hello and welcome to episode 20 of It's Funny Now, stories you're glad didn't happen to you. My name is Frank Trainer. I'm the creator and producer of the show where people tell stories that maybe were embarrassing, cringy, terrifying, shameful, disgusting, even sad sometimes when they happened. But with the help of time, we can say, it's funny now. Our show is recorded live at The Crow in Santa Monica, California. That's the new comedy club for elevated comedy in Los Angeles. It happens every second Tuesday of the month. And on this podcast, you will hear the best stories to come out of that stage. On today's episode, we have David Feinberg with his story, The Talk.
Sex is when a man sticks his erect penis in a woman's vagina, and when he ejaculates, sperm or semen leaves his penis, goes into a woman's vagina, and fertilizes the egg. So there's just long, awkward pause. And after a few seconds, my daughter goes, "Who's Jack?" Mike, no. It's like, no.
David is an alumnus of the famed University of Iowa Writers Program. He has written for Scrubs, sold multiple pilots, and worked for Jimmy Kimmel Live and Borat. Very nice. I just had to do that joke. It's so hacky, so bad. So sorry, David and everyone. So now, without further ado, here's David with his story, The Talk.
My wife and I were in our kitchen a few years ago, and our 9-year-old daughter, Bailey, came in the room, and she says to us, "Mommy, Daddy, I know how babies are made." Okay, all right, how are babies made? She said, "The man takes his penis, he sticks it in the woman's vagina, and the baby swims into the mommy's tummy." And then she looks at me with these eyes and goes, "And Daddy, I know I came from your nuts." She's like, "Am I right? Am I right?" I'm like, "Well, I know, right?" I'm like, "Well, sort of. I mean, you're kind of right." She's like, "Well, tell me. I said, "Well, listen, we're not going to tell you now. When the four of us get together, we'll have a conversation and we'll tell you whatever you want to know. Is that okay?" She's like, "Fine." And she leaves the room. And my wife and I look at each other like, "Oh, fuck." You know, up until that point, kids would always ask questions. They'd say, "How are babies made?" And I would always give my standard answer, which has happened to me. Babies are made when mommies and daddies get way too drunk and forget to use protection. I mean, that's how it happened with us. And I don't know, my wife would say like, "Oh, it's from love" or something like that. I don't know. But we realized at this point, we can't do that anymore. And it was time to have the talk. Yep, the talk. Now, growing up, my parents never gave me the talk. I mean, I didn't know anything about sex, and there was no internet, there was no Instagram, TikTok, any of that. And I learned about sex probably the way most of you did or my age, by watching The Golden Girls. So, right? Oh, Blanche, oh, I still love her. So we realized that we were gonna have to have the conversation with the kids. Now, my wife said to me, "You know, we have to figure out the right way and when to do it." And I've never had a great relationship with sex personally because, frankly, I'm terrible at it. You know, most men, right? They like to brag about how great they are in bed. Not me, I'm terrible. So when I was with women, I always used to say, "Listen, I'm going to disappoint you. So please, please don't be upset." So no, it's true. My wife's not here. She would attest to it. So we were thinking about, okay, how are we going to do this? So my wife said to me, "Okay, this is what you have to do. You have to promise me that you are not going to tell any jokes, that you're going to take it seriously, and you're going to be sober." I said, "Fine. Then you have to promise me that we're going to use the proper medical words for the private parts. Schmeckle and knish." And then she goes, "See, you're not already taking it seriously." I'm like, "Excuse me, they are in Yiddish." So I realized that our daughter, who was 9 at the time, she's the one that's going to be the challenge because she's very precocious. She used to be a little tomboy, and then when she turned 7, she joined an all-girls soccer team, and then all hell broke loose. I mean, she was just, whew. And when it came to that point, our relationship changed, and in baseball terms, my wife would handle the strike zone, anything from here to here, and I would handle the balls, no pun intended. My son, who was 10 years old at the time, could care less about sex, which is ironic because every time I saw him, he had his hand down his pants. And I'm like, dude, take it. You know, I'm like, dude, you got to take it easy. That thing's not an Xbox controller. It's got to last you your whole life. So we were driving up. Anybody here go to the Camarillo Outlets? Okay, so we go there all the time, right? And it's just you have kids that grow out of clothes so fast. So that's when we decided we were going to have the talk. So we're in the car. My wife's like, okay, we have to keep this simple. We have to keep this simple. I'm like, okay, we'll keep it simple. So then she looks at me and says, okay, you start. And I'm like, no, you start. So we go back and forth. Okay, I started. Partly because I wanted to get over with and mainly because she looks at me and says, if you don't start, I'm never giving you another blowjob again. All right, so I started. So I said, all right, guys, let's talk about sex. My daughter's eyes lit up. She goes, was I right? Was I right? Is that sex? Is that what it was? Like, well, kind of. And then my wife just takes over. And, you know, after she says me to start, she goes, sex is when a man sticks his erect penis in a woman's vagina, and when he ejaculates, sperm or semen leaves his penis, goes into a woman's vagina, and fertilizes the egg. So there's just long, awkward pause. And after a few seconds, my daughter goes, who's Jack? I'm like, no, no. It's like, no. Not, it's funny, right? And I'm like, no, not Jack, ejaculate. You know, she says, ejaculate means when a man releases sperm or semen and fertilizes a woman's egg. And then if the egg is fertilized, it leaves the ovaries, goes down the fallopian tubes, and then goes into the uterus. And then 9 months later, when the mom's ready to give birth, she either has a vaginal birth or if there's complications, then she has a cesarean section. Fuck, now I'm confused. It's like, wait, I thought we were trying to keep this simple. So my son, at this point, he looks at us and he's like, wait a minute, did you guys have sex? And I said, you're here, aren't you? And he's like, you had it twice? And I'm like, yeah, we had it twice. And then my wife's like, and just so you know, that a woman has to be ovulating when she has sex. So the questions start flying out of their mouths, right? When do you have sex? We know, what time do you have sex? Do grandma and grandpa still have sex? Does grandpa's penis do that jack thing? Now, this was my favorite question out of all of them. My daughter says, if you have sex longer, will the baby be bigger? That's a great question, right? And then my son, who loves sports, starts screaming at me, why didn't you have sex longer? I could have been in the NBA because of you. He's like, is it true you didn't have sex long? I said, okay, yes, but that's not why you're not in the NBA or gonna be in the NBA. Exactly right. So then they're asking questions more and more. Then my daughter says, well, how will I know when I'm ovulating? And again, my wife is mainly handling this. She said, well, you have to get your period first, which is called menstruating. What's menstruating? Menstruating is when once a month blood releases from your uterine wall and goes out your vagina. And then she's now freaking out. You mean my vagina's gonna bleed? And my wife's like, yes. And then my son says, oh no, is my penis gonna bleed? And we said, no, it's not going to bleed. And she goes, lucky. And then my wife at this point is looking at me like, okay, you got to talk. I'm like, Bailey, men have their own problems too. And she's like, yeah, like what? And I said, like dealing with you women when you're having your period. Let's just say my wife did not like that answer. I'll leave it at that. And then my son goes, Whoa, wait, what's the stuff that came out of your penis again? I said, that's called sperm or semen. And then my daughter goes, that's the stuff that comes out of your nuts, right? And I said, yes. And she like hits her brother. She goes, I told you we're from daddy's nuts. And then she starts doing the, we came from daddy's nuts. We came from daddy's nuts. Apparently there's a dance. I wasn't aware of that. So then we get to the philosophical part of why we're having sex. So my son says, if you have sex every time you make a baby? And we said, no, most of the time you don't make a baby. And they said, well, then why do you want to have sex? Great question. And it made me think about it. I said, you know, most people have sex because it's a great way to show love for each other and communicate. And he said, well, then why don't you just play video games? I said, well, you can do that too, but there's many ways to show affection and love. So he says, do you guys still have sex? And we said, yes. Their faces turned to horror. And I picked up on that. And I'm like, boy, do we have sex nonstop. I mean, every time you guys turn around, we're having sex. At night, in the morning, breakfast, lunch, dinner. And they both look like they're about to die. And I said, any other questions? And they said, no. And at that point, the talk was over. So after thinking about it, it really did make me think about sex. Why people have sex. For me, it really is the greatest form of communication to show love for somebody else to your partner, no matter who you are. I mean, I said, well, do one-night stands, are those shallow? I don't know. It's not for me to decide. It's for whatever people want to do. I can just tell you that, as corny as this sounds, there is nothing, for me at least, more rewarding than lying with my wife after we have sex. Granted, I don't want to be in the wet spot, but that's a whole nother story. And to tell you the truth, I feel like I probably learned more from the conversation than my kids do. You know? And it made me really happy to think to myself, God, I've got some really inquisitive, smart kids. And at the end of the day, I said to myself, you know what? I've really come a long way since the Golden Girls. Thank you, everybody.
That's it. That's our episode. Oh, God. I'm a father of two, but my kids are still very young for the talk. I have many years ahead of me for that conversation. And I don't know what I'm going to do because I never had a conversation, a talk with my parents. The way that I found out was one of my friends, his parents, instead of having the talk with him, they bought him a book that maybe you know if you're about my age, which is 41. They bought him a book called Where Do We Come From? And I showed up to my friend's house one day and he was like, dude, I gotta show you this. Come here. And we went, we were probably 8 or 9 or at the most 10. We went under his bed because we didn't want anyone to find us. And he started showing me this book with really beautiful childish illustrations that basically told us how babies were made. And that's how I found out under my friend's bed with some weird drawings with erect penises. So I don't know what I'm going to do with my kids. And also, who is Jack? Honestly, I asked my wife the same thing when she got pregnant. Who is Jack? As always, you can find the video of this story on our YouTube channel, It's Funny Now Storytelling. And you can find information about future shows and how to pitch your own story on our website, itsfunnynowstorytelling.com. And you can find a new episode every Monday. On our next episode, which is on Christmas Day, we have a very special Christmas gift because we have a double episode with two stories. Those stories come from our hat. In every live show, we have a hat where people from the audience can put their names in and then we draw a name randomly in the middle of the show and the person gets to tell their story. And on the next episode, we're going to have two stories coming from that hat. One of them is going to be from Vicky Yuditz, who you saw already in a previous episode, I think episode 17 or 16. We have Vicky Yuditz again with her story, The Last Humans on Earth.
A voice over the intercom demands, right now, at the customer service desk, get valuable coupons, 2-for-1 tuna fish. Tuna? My kid says, their eyes wide. Now see, I've told my kid that a can of tuna fish is so contaminated with mercury, one might as well eat a thermometer. And my, no, it's true, too. And my kid says, Mom, why would anyone eat a thermometer? And I say, I don't know. Sweetheart, I just don't know.
And in our next double Christmas episode, we also have Jonathan Tipton Myers with his story, My Star Trek Kiss.
The amount of girls that I had sitting on my bed in front of me, giving massages to, right, who had shirts off, like forever, like 4 or 5 hours. Like there must be in the hundreds, and they just, I know I couldn't see their face, but I know that they had this expression. It was like, just take it off, just take the bra off and nothing. I had no game whatsoever.
Thanks for listening. And remember, treasure the best time. It's funny now. See you next time.